still in the Trump administration. What is it going to take to finally get them replaced? 8 o'clock WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. President Trump is laying down a challenge to Vladimir Putin. In a speech last hour in Warsaw, Poland, Mr. Trump said,
"We urge Russia to cease its destabilizing activities in Ukraine and elsewhere, and its support for hostile regimes, including Syria and Iran, and to instead join the community of responsible nations in our fight against common enemies and in defense of civilization itself."
Earlier, at a joint appearance with the Polish president, Mr. Trump vowed there will be a U.S. action against North Korea.
In Poland, President Trump talking tough on North Korea's game-changing test of an intercontinental ballistic missile.
"I don't like to talk about what I have planned, but I have some pretty severe things that we're thinking about. That doesn't mean we're going to do them. I don't draw red lines."
That's a dig at President Obama over Syria's use of chemical weapons after Mr. Obama said it would cross a red line. In Korea, America's options are limited by the fear of provoking a potential nuclear conflict with the North. It will be a major topic of discussion at the G20 summit. Bob Costantini, Washington.
It's back to the intensive care unit for House Majority Whip Steve Scalise as he recovers from a gunshot wound. MedStar Washington Hospital Center says doctors moved the Louisiana congressman back to the ICU because of new concerns about infection. Scalise and four other people were injured last month when a gunman opened fire on a Republican baseball practice in Alexandria. Time after time, doctors have found the mother of two missing Montgomery County children incompetent to stand trial. Well, today, Catherine Hoggle, who's been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia, will be back in court again for another competency hearing.
Doctors at Clifton T. Perkins Hospital Center have been monitoring Catherine since her children, then 3-year-old Sarah and 2-year-old Jacob, disappeared in 2014.
They had noted some improvement.
But her attorney, David Felsen, says it's their call whether she's improved enough to be deemed competent. Monday was Jacob's birthday. The children's father, Troy Turner, posted on Facebook that instead of celebrating, he's praying Jacob's still alive. Felsen says,
"We, understand how difficult this case is,
but they have to let it take its course." Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
African Americans have a rich history in the district. Now one D.C. council member wants to make sure that history will live on.
"I think it can help to inspire the future when you take a look at the past."
The D.C. council is holding hearings today on two of Councilmember Brandon Todd's bills. One would allow African American community groups to receive grants on everything from public safety to education. The other looks
spearhead African-American education at D.C. public schools.
The African-American experience in this city recently has been one of change, as they're no longer the majority in the city and gentrification's been forcing a lot to move. But to Todd,
"We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to honor the rich history that our city has always had."
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, there's no marijuana to dispense yet, but Maryland's first medical marijuana dispensary is set to open its doors today. The Wellness Institute of Maryland in Frederick will see its first patients today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,478, the Nasdaq at 61.51. Sports: rain washes out the Nationals Mets finale. No makeup date announced yet. The Orioles lose their third straight in Milwaukee. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Here's the deal:
traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscaped yard. On sale now, all roses, shrubs, annuals, perennials, and fruit trees are 30% off. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. We're still pretty slow here back almost near Showplace Arena. Had the initial crash that was near Dower House Road now cleared, but looks like we may have one reported in the backup. So keep alert, please. And with this weather, especially allow extra braking distance with you in the car in front of you. On northbound 301, as you come up toward Osborne Road. That's where we're dealing with an incident there. Stop and go through that stretch of 301. Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road on the southeast southwest freeway. Initially, it had just been a lot of heavy volume. Now it looks like westbound has come off of the 11th Street Bridge toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. And that stretch, crews responding to a crash. We have been busy in Prince William County with the high standing water on Route 1 and the flooding. They were turning traffic around Route 1 north of the Prince William Parkway. Also in Stafford, as you come up toward 610 Aquia, Route 1 absolutely jammed. A portion of that Route 1 stretch closed with the high standing water. The interstate, very heavy, so you need to just really plan for the time here. Stafford to Aquia, in Dumfries, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flood watch is in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy rain near 80. More showers and storms tonight, 73. Partly cloudy, warmer Friday. Still a chance for a stray shower or storm, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 72 in Centerville, 72 in Damascus, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. A court in India rules that a deceased guru can continue to be kept in a freezer because his supporters insist he's not dead, he's meditating. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this very rainy, wet Thursday morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Tom Fitt, and Tom came in to join me this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Joining us right now is Tim Graham. He is the Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. And the big brouhaha over this whole CNN versus Redditor, who posted the video, or actually he posted a GIF. It was made into a video of President Trump wrestling CNN to the ground, body slamming CNN to the ground. And what has ensued with CNN getting an apology out of this user, tracking him down, getting an apology from him, and then saying, look, we won't publish your name as long as you adhere to these things that you said you will never do again. Then you won't be punished. I don't know how legal that is. Tim Graham, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
We're good. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
So has CNN crossed the line here with this tracking down of this Reddit user and the subsequent apology and the comments made by CNN?
Everyone should say they crossed the line here. If their objective is to be seen as sort of this serious, sober, nonpartisan news organization, they've completely wrecked that in the last few months. And this is the amazing part. The New York Times has a story today on CNN where they try to suggest, well, there's still the choice in between the partisan sides of Fox and MSNBC. Nobody is buying that fake news, that CNN is not a screaming partisan in the middle of this administration. They're obviously trying to get, hey, everybody look at us. We're the ones that are going to be throwing the mud at Trump. And we're so anti-Trump, we'll go down to this level of obscure internet Redditors and try to wreck their lives if they don't do what we say.
How could they get it so spectacularly wrong?
Well, I think obviously they're very thin-skinned people, and this video drove sort of this narrative that the CNN media unit's been pushing, which is Trump's an authoritarian, Trump hates the press, Trump wants to shut up the press, and now they've even gotten to the point where they want to say Trump wants the press beat up. Coming out of this Ben Jacobs incident in Montana, all of this confirms a narrative they want to build. So they just went completely overboard, and what they're missing is Look, the American people these days do not trust the press as their representative in Washington. And they're seriously mistaken if they think, well, we are the ones, you know, democracy dies in darkness. Nobody's buying that baloney. You guys are part of the Democratic Party apparatus, and everybody knows it.
See, and you know, Tim, at Media Research Center, you and Brent Bozell, you've been watching the media for decades, and there's always been this liberal bias at CNN. Well, not always at CNN, but markedly in the last several years. Has it gotten worse under Trump, or is it just perception over reality? I know you do the data analysis of the bias. Is it really gotten worse?
It has. You know, the interesting thing is now it's, would you say in every case it's a liberal bias or is it just a Trump-hating bias?
Right.
Because it's not really always ideological with Trump. The things that he's doing and upsetting people with aren't conservative or liberal. They're just Trumpy. So, I mean, obviously they're much more exercised now. What I like to do is try to go back and say, now, do you remember how nice George W. Bush was to you? Do you remember how much abuse he took and he just smiled and waved? That's what people got sick of. That's what built the case for Trump, is that people remember the last 8 years where the news media treated Barack Obama as some sort of demigod celebrity, and they're tired of it, and they don't buy the idea that suddenly it's their job to be tough on government when they weren't when Barack Obama was president.
Well, there's also the hypocrisy of the double standard. They will defend Kathy Griffin's right to make a joke using a decapitated head of Donald Trump. That's a joke. She's a comic. They will defend Snoop Dogg's right to produce a video showing the assassination of a clown that looks like Donald Trump. He's an artist. Well, but this video somehow isn't art. This video somehow is an attack on the press and it is inciting violence. But those other things were art and don't incite violence at all.
And it's not right. And I guess what they'd like to say is we're snobby liberals and pro wrestling isn't art, but Shakespeare is. But you know, it's not just the encouragement to violence and the idea of assassinating Trump or beheading Trump in your art. Really, the whole nature of our journalism right now is presenting Trump as like, you know, mass murdering dictators, Stalin, Hitler, Kim Jong-un. These are the kinds of things that could lead somebody to shoot him because they perceive him to be a threat to the republic.
Yeah, and I want to also get your opinion on Ted Cruz weighing in on this. Ted Cruz tweeted out, since CNN's headquarters are located in Atlanta, he said, "Troubling. I assume CNN's lawyers are examining Georgia Statute 16-8-16, theft by extortion. If CNN constructively obtained the GIF maker's IP, it's a Georgia crime if they threatened to, quote, disseminate any information tending to subject any person to hatred, contempt, or ridicule."
Well, I'm not a lawyer or an expert on IP addresses. I would defer to Cruz on that. I think it's just the whole notion of the press generally operates on a principle that they're above the law. They just generally do. They don't anticipate that whenever you either sue them, you know, as Trump would or as other public figures would, they just presume they're, you know, they're not going to lose because they are the press. And that it's, again, that kind of arrogance that says, we live on a plane so high above the normal people,
yeah,
and then we pretend that we are their representatives. Obviously, that's not the way most people feel.
Absolutely. Tim Graham, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time this morning.
You bet.
That's Tim Graham, the Director of Media Analysis at the Media Research Center. 888-630-9625. If you want to weigh in on this, everyone's talking about it. I'm sure you've seen the videos now that are just making the rounds. Everybody's making GIFs. Everyone's making videos regarding, with President Trump slamming CNN in one way, shape, or form. Let's quickly go to Greg in Alexandria. Greg, you can kick it off this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Hi. I think you just mentioned what I speculated would be happening, and that is you can take any video, let's say somebody, you know, shooting a deer by putting a CNN logo on the deer's head or something like that. If you remember the Obama photograph when he had a shotgun, you know, and I think they said, please don't use this to Photoshop and make fun of. And yet a million people did it in the funniest ways you can imagine. So is CNN stopping the problem or are they creating the problem by saying, you know, they're so upset about this instead of just letting it go?
Oh, they absolutely. Greg, thank you so much. They absolutely compounded the problem, no question asked.
In many ways, how boring. They got this video, the wrestling tweet, the president tweets it out, and the boring approach is, oh, well, let's find out who came up with the initial video. Who cares? Who cares?
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Does it scare you when you see this and make you think twice now before you post something? Or are you one of these people who are like, no, I'm retweeting this stuff, I'm reposting this stuff, and I'm just going to keep going with it? And do you view this as a threat by CNN and maybe even extortion? It is 8:15 on WMAL. It is time to check the roadways. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, crews are still dealing with the downed tree blocking Blagden Avenue between 16th Street and Beach Drive. Let you know as soon as they get that reopened. On the Beltway trip through Virginia, boy, Springfield to Annandale, that had been a tough go. Earlier incidents out of the way. Now outer loop bogging down toward Van Dorn Street to the Wilson Bridge. Beyond, you're okay out of Virginia. But it's out of Maryland where you have those delays. Pretty normal before you get to St. Barnabas Road to the bridge span. Now for 295, each direction slowing to get onto the 11th Street Bridge and the freeway. It looks like we may have an incident reported now as you come up toward the Douglas Bridge to extend on towards South Capitol Street over near Nats Park. But before the bridge span, DDOT crews were looking to see if there was a broken down or maybe a fender bender stopped in the way there. For 270, we're good out of Frederick down toward the exit for 121 Clarksburg, but that's really where the heavy delay begins then. Just south of Clarksburg onto the 270 spur. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue at Dower House Road. First crash gone. One happened in the backup near Ritchie Marlboro Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we have a flash flood watch in effect. We've got thunderstorms with a high of 81 and the chance of rain 100%. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, a low of 73 with a chance of rain 60%. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will become partly cloudy later in the day with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible with a high of 88 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 75 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the Media Research Center.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
8:17 on WMAL. Mary Walter with Tom Fitton, and we are talking about this backlash against CNN in their righteous indignation, hunting down a Reddit poster for making a GIF that somebody else translated into a video and put music to, and President Trump retweeted. And shockingly, the White House has not responded to CNN's request to find out where did President Trump get the video, because everyone is laughing at CNN right now. At least I think everyone is laughing at CNN. 888-630-9625 in Gainesville. Andy, thank you for holding on. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Andy.
You're very welcome. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. You know, I seem to remember a conversation being had during the Obama administration about licensing having to be renewed for certain stations and, you know, the ambiguity of maybe not hanging over their heads because they disagree with the Obama administration. I don't see why we can't put the same kind of pressure on these CNN and MSNBC networks. They have to renew their licenses every couple of years too, as well. Am I correct about that?
Yes, but that's not how conservatives operate. We believe in free speech.
Page out of their book and start using it against them. I'm tired of playing by the rules while they play by their rules.
Well, then you take a page out of their book and you boycott CNN advertisers.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Put pressure on them the other way.
Well, you know, their nightly shows that have panel after panel of anti-Trump vitriol don't seem to be working ratings-wise. You know, the ratings there continue to be in the basement compared to their rivals, MSNBC, which is much smarter, evidently, and much better television, even though they appeal to the same anti-Trump audience. And, of course, Fox still continues to dominate. So CNN's losing viewers. It's afraid about the fight over Trump. They're just not creating enough good television for people to watch.
What CNN should have done is they should have laughed at it. They should have put out some other ones. They could have done this in the right way and poked fun at themselves and laughed at themselves, and that would have won people over to their side. They chose not to. Let's go to Beth in Leesburg. Beth, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, Beth.
Hi, good morning. My situation is a little bit different. Back when the IRS was targeting conservatives, my husband had an online comic where he took images off the wire of Obama and put word balloons with more conservative conversation. I'm not going to say the name of the website because I don't want my money stolen again. But we were under audit, and my money, I got paid one day, and I went grocery shopping, and there was no money in the account. I went and checked on it, and IRS had taken all of our cash. Immediately upon him removing that from the website, we got our money released.
Are you
can't tell me we weren't targeted.
That is amazing to me. I would have been on every local television station. I would have been suing. I would have been screaming from the rooftops. That's unbelievable.
I was more worried about more problems than trying to get
even,
because I mean, any of those conservative people that were getting targeted, they weren't getting resolution, so what were we going to do?
That's true. I get it. The government is big and scary, and the scariest arm of the government is the IRS. And we now know President Obama absolutely weaponized the IRS. Yes. Even though he found out about it by watching the news the next day, he knew nothing about it until he watched the news. That's how he found out about it. Beth, what an incredible story. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
That's unbelievable.
It's par for the course with the Obama IRS, that's for sure.
Well, thank goodness he's not in anymore. Justin in Silver Spring, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall, Justin.
Good morning. It's just in time. And I'm going to tell you that I agree with you about how the videos and the different things that are done that the local media or national media have gotten away with. The assault continues. But I want to ask you a question. Did you see this report by John Oliver about how also the local station continue their assault, but they do it sometimes using, again, as I said, it's a local station. They put out scripts for even for the media to use. And this was, of course, but this one was for pro-Trump rallies and pro-Trump.
I haven't seen, and I find that interesting, Justin, because I find the local stations to also be very left-leaning when I watch them. I find them to be just as left-leaning as on a national level, because let's face it, the local stations are owned by the big national ones. Your local Fox affiliate is owned by the big national Fox affiliate. Your local ABC is owned by the big national ABC. So that's interesting. I haven't seen that, Justin. Thank you so much. Very quickly, I want to get Mike in Centerville. He's got a great point here. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. We got about a minute.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to point out from a technology standpoint that if CNN was able to identify the original IP address of the computer that generated this, why did it take months, if not months longer, to determine during the Obama administration that the Benghazi video was fake?
I think we find what we look for. We find what we search for. This is a fantastic point, Mike. Thank you so much. It's 8:23 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
And Mary Walter here. Now, look, if you're looking for quality flooring and you want a really great price, you have to check out 50 Floor. Now, first of all, they could not be more convenient. Instead of having to take a sample of the wood from your cabinets or your furniture from store to store to store, they come to your home and they do it on your schedule. So they'll help you find the perfect flooring with recommendations to fit your lifestyle based on your needs and, most importantly, your budget. The great thing about it is you can see how the samples look in the lighting in your home with your furniture or with your cabinets. And they make installation so easy, they will come and move all your furniture for you. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, tile, you're going to love 50 Floor. Now, here's where it gets really good. During the month of July, you will get 60% off. That's 60% off. So schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. And if you use promo code WMAL, you will get an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor.com, 50floor.com.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Lara, tell me the weather.
80 and sunny.
What do I need for an awesome barbecue?
top trending items for barbecues. Music, friends, sausage, of course.
What type of sausage?
Come on, Stephen. You don't need to be smart like me to know Premio makes the best Italian sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is your own special touch. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, flooding and ponding has been an issue, Prince William County especially, and we have some problems as a result on Route 1. So get ready here. Coming out of Stafford to Aquia, northbound on Route 1 as you come up to the intersection with 610. We had a portion of that was closed. You are slowly inching through those delays. And then beyond, as you get through Woodbridge, had a complete closure of Route 1 north of the Prince William Parkway, but it looks like they're able to get one lane getting by in each direction using the southbound side Route 1, again, north of the Prince William Parkway. Staying with the interstate, southbound. I'm going to go southbound, still with an unusual backup. Earlier crash, Dale City gone. Now beyond as you pass 234. Looks like we had a new incident that was partially crowding. Northbound jammed up through Stafford and Aquia and again in Woodbridge. So that's our 95 stretch. Like I said, very busy there. Let's go Maryland now. For 95, passing 198. Earlier crash, that's history. 270 out of Germantown onto the 270 spur, stop and go. Update sponsored by AAA. AAA is the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it has been primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flood watch is in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy rainfall. Highs near 80. More showers and storms tonight, 73. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's currently 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:27 on WMAL.
Today.
You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background-checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up on WMAL, more holdovers from the Obama administration functioning in the Trump administration, and people are asking questions about why some of these people have these jobs and what is it going to take for President Trump to replace them. It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. It was his first public speech in Europe. President Trump last hour addressed a crowd in Warsaw.
For Americans, Poland has been a symbol of hope since the beginning of our nation. Polish heroes and American patriots fought side by side in our war of independence and in many wars that follow.
Crowds waved U.S. and Polish flags during Mr. Trump's speech. Earlier this morning, Mr. Trump held a joint news conference with the Polish president.
He opened that press conference by calling on a reporter who's actually interviewed for jobs in the Trump White House. And then he proceeded to bash CNN as well as a number of other news outlets, effectively questioning the free press at the same time he was appearing here in Poland, where they're also cracking down on a free press as well as on the courts.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Doctors have sent House Majority Whip Steve Scalise back to intensive care out of new concern about infection. Scalise is recovering from a gunshot wound. He's one of the five people injured when a gunman opened fire on a baseball field in Alexandria. Another competency hearing is set for today for the woman whose two small children have been missing for nearly 3 years now. Catherine Hoggle has been diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. Her last competency hearing was April 3rd. Barring any last-minute move by Governor Terry McAuliffe, Virginia will carry out an execution tonight. 35-year-old William Morva is facing execution for the 2006 killings of a hospital security guard and a sheriff's deputy. And President Trump's first paycheck is going to Antietam National Battlefield in Maryland. Mr. Trump had promised to donate his presidential salary. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says Mr. Trump's first quarterly check will go toward two restoration projects at Antietam National Battlefield. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,478, the Nasdaq at 6,151. Sports, the Brewers complete the three-game sweep of the Orioles. Nationals, Mets rained out. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls, gas station attendants would actually pump your gas, and people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Celebrate Independence Day at Bray & Scarf's Independence Bray Sale. With free basic installation on select Bosch dishwashers and a brand new lineup of Bosch dishwashers on display. Buy local this Independence Day at Bray & Scarf, the number one local and independent appliance retailer in the area, with factory-trained experts who are ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we'll begin 395 southbound direction opposite flow of the commute. If you're scratching your head saying, what's going on up ahead? If you're trying to get past the Pentagon and towards Shirlington, their second accident of the morning, right as you come up to that exit for Glebe Road along the right side, it looks like just one lane to the left gets by. So again, southbound 395 as you head into Shirlington, that's the scene of the accidents. Northbound side, as you head past Edsel Road, pretty much I'm seeing just the heavy, slow traffic that entire trip to and across the 14th Street Bridge, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, slow this morning, Key Bridge, and that slows the GW Parkway. 66, we're still bunched up trying to get through Centerville, Fair Oaks, Nutley Street out of Manassas. It's been a tough go with the flooding and ponding on Route 1, Prince William County dealing with this. North on Route 1 at 610 Aquia, very slow, but they're allowing at least a lane to get by there. And on Route 1 north of the Prince William Parkway, one lane was getting by using each direction using the southbound side. Let's go Beltway, Maryland to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. A little bit of volume toward 50, the John Hanson Highway, and in Silver Spring below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us today, some with heavy downpours. A flash flood watch is in effect through this evening, high near 80. More showers and storms tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 75 in Alexandria, 72 in Silver Spring, 75 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and it is Thursday morning. I'm Mary Walter alongside Tom Fitton, who decided, you know what, I have not seen Mary in like, 2 weeks. I'm going to hang out at WMAL today. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Great show.
I'm looking inside, and I've been mystified by what I saw.
Do you know who that is? Flock of Seagulls, 1983. No. Devo, 1982. No. That is Joe Scarborough and his burgeoning musical career. This is his new single, Mystified. It's got a video out, music video. He will be playing this on the Colbert Report. He and Miko will be on the Colbert Report, and he will be playing this. Can you imagine the memes that are going to follow? Because this is awful. I mean, it was great back in the day, but it's a little bit too soon to be considered retro or cool at this point.
On radio, I'll tell everyone I'm shaking my head in embarrassment.
Why? He's not your guy.
I feel embarrassed for him. I just feel embarrassed for him.
I'm looking inside.
I just have a picture of him and Wayne and Garth in the basement making the video.
No
and this
danger
song.
Of that song getting stuck in my head, that's for sure.
It's going to be in your head all day. It's why we keep playing it through the whole show. I want to talk to you about ICE and the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Under the Trump administration, the acting director is Thomas Homan. Now, he previously headed Obama's Enforcement and Removal Operations, or ERO, as it was called. And in that position, he helped direct the release of criminal illegal aliens. And he even received an award for President Obama for his work on immigration matters. Now, we know, so he's a holdover from the Obama administration, that he is now the acting director of ICE under the Trump administration, because I guess it's got to be so overwhelming. There are so many positions and so many people that head this, just endless organizations, that it's normal, I would think, for some of them to be held over from administration to administration. You just can't come in and cut them all because nothing would work.
Well, this is a bureaucrat. So, they're holdovers and they're holdovers. These are folks that worked in government for a long period of time, rose to the top, and under President Obama, he helped President Obama through his role at the as an enforcement official, basically dismantle our laws against illegal immigration.
And Breitbart Texas did some reporting on this, and they contacted ICE for comment, and the ICE spokesperson implied, according to Breitbart, that Homan was just simply following President Obama's orders. So they went back and forth with ICE in some emails. And they said a career employee, this is Breitbart responding to them, a career employee made the decision to carry out the policy of ordering the release of tens of thousands of criminal illegal aliens, some of them murderers and sex offenders. And these criminals were released into U.S. communities. And I remember when this was happening. We talked about this.
Sure. We fought in court. Judicial Watch fought in court to get information. We're still fighting this same agency run by Obama holdovers largely to get information about the people they released.
Yeah, and Breitbart here says in this email, my boss told me to is not a defense in regard to such extreme issues. They say that Acting Director Homan did not just follow orders, but he received the presidential rank award from President Obama for his, quote, exemplary leadership and extensive accomplishments in the area of immigration enforcement. I don't know how it's immigration enforcement if you're not enforcing immigration. That's very 1984, right?
The Trump White House needs to get more nominees up on the Hill. The Senate needs to move more quickly on them. You know, over at the State Department, they only have two Senate-confirmed appointees overseeing 75,000 employees.
So why is this moving so slowly? Is it a problem with the administration not appointing people quickly enough, or is it a problem in the confirmation process? And how many of these can President Trump just fire and appoint?
Well, it's a mix, and they should get their own people in there, and if they need to make more creative use of the temporary appointing authority, so be it to do so. There are ways to get your people in while you wait for full confirmation of by the Senate in the appropriate positions.
Yeah, because I would think that President Trump would just say, you're fired. We know he's big on that. You're fired. You're out. I'm putting my guy in. One quarter of the 30,000 criminal aliens that have been convicted of level one crimes that were released were convicted of murder, rape, and sexual abuse of a minor. That's insane.
Yeah, these numbers, they were lying about these numbers. They withholding key information about the names. For instance, we're fighting for the names of some of these bad guys they released. This is the Obama way, and the fact that this guy is in a position of power in the Trump administration, I can't imagine the president's happy about it, because he knows, I suspect he knows, his people aren't in place in large numbers anywhere in the government yet.
And now it is incumbent upon ICE to do the job again. Nothing bothers me more than having to do the same job twice because somebody screws and now I have to do it again. These people put their life on the line a lot. Some of these, you know, ICE agents are attacked. We know, but look at Brian Terry was murdered because they are, you know, obviously law enforcement, and they're coming after people who don't want to leave this country. And some of these people convicted of murder, rape, sexual abuse of a minor, of a child. How do we say it's okay to let these people go? In 2015, ICE decided not to deport but release 19,723 criminal illegal aliens, immigrants, including 208 convicted of murder, over 900 convicted of sex crimes, and over 12,000 convicted of drunk driving. Now, if they were citizens, would they have been released? That's my other question. If you were a citizen, would you have been released?
Well, under the law, they should have been deported, and that's the problem. They're not deported. Some of the countries don't want them back. They can be withheld for public. They can be held in custody for public safety issues until they force the countries to take them back. And this ought to be a priority for the administration. And the fact that they have someone in this position of power who was without complaint. You know, it's just one thing to say you're doing your job, but to do your job without complaint, there were a lot of people in the Obama DHS that were complaining about the lack of law enforcement and the dismantling. Evidently, this gentleman wasn't one of them.
Yeah, so it's, again, time for President Trump to start replacing a lot of these people. It's so frustrating. 844 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Greenbelt. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
you have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvé at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witt in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Man, it's raining. So here we go. Watch for areas that you know that are prone to ponding and high standing water. Be very careful. Route 1 will head through Virginia northbound as you come up to 610 Aquia. High standing water there. Again, north of the Prince William Parkway, north on Route 1. Very heavy traffic still, but you're able to get by. They were using one lane each direction along the southbound side. North on 95, still have that bunched up traffic approaching the Occoquan. And then briefly as you head through Newington. Then the volume to each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop past Van Dorn had an incident reported there. I need to give you some good news with all of this weather. And here we go on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Finally, out of Upper Marlboro to the Beltway looks good. We've had two separate accidents. Both have been cleared now, so you can now use that. If you're continuing into town, let's go Suitland Parkway. Still bunched up, trying to get to 295. Freeway slows off of the 11th Street Bridge. We've had a problem this morning with that large tree down on Blagden Avenue between 16th Street and Beach Drive. With that closure, they are making some progress. I'll let you know when they get that completely reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flood watch in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms for us today. Some with heavy downpours, high around 80. Chance for more showers and storms tonight, 73. Partly cloudy tomorrow, warmer with a stray shower storm possible, upper 80s. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 75 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, we like to end the show on a nice note. We like to tell you something happy, something nice. President Trump, you know, he said he was going to donate his salary. He's not taking his salary. If you looked at the budget, none of the Trumps get paid for working in the administration, for working for the country. Well, Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke announced yesterday new efforts are going to be made to help restore historic American battlefields. And it's being kicked off with President Trump's latest salary donation. He had one of those big oversized checks, and they had a ceremony at Antietam National Battlefield with one of those. I want to know where you get those big oversized checks. I want to receive one of those big oversized checks because then you know it's important. If you get one of those big oversized checks,
don't
it's
you
important.
Pay all your bills with them?
I do. Yes, I do. That's how millennials think you pay your bills. You get one of those big oversized checks and you carry it somewhere. He made the announcement at Antietam. That is that obviously commemorates the Civil War battle of Antietam. It happened on September 17th, 1862. It was the site of the bloodiest one-day battle in the United States history with 23,000 casualties in one day. Amazing. And I think it's really important that we preserve these places. If you ever go to Europe, they have such a sense of history. And in this country, we'll put up a plaque where on a battlefield where the housing development now stands, and we'll call it, you know, Gettysburg Acres. Right. Well, this is where one of the largest battles took place, you know, Antietam Acres. And they'll put up a plaque that just commemorates what happened here before we built on it. We don't have a sense of history. And I think it's really important that we preserve these places. So I like the idea that President Trump chose this as the organization that he was going to donate his salary to, the cause. He was going to donate his salary to this time.
Well, it's the anniversary of Gettysburg over the July 4th holiday. I think it was July 1st through 3rd the battle was. And here in D.C., we've got this... the benefit of living in the D.C. area is that within driving distance are so many of these key battlefields, like Antietam, like Gettysburg. And the president, interestingly, he has to take the money. So I guess he's repurposing it to the National Park Service here. I'd like to see him redesignated to modern weaponry, maybe for the defense against North Korea. That would be fun.
That would be fun. His donation is going to help restore the newcomer house on the Antietam battlefield. It will underwrite the replacement of 5,000 linear feet of deteriorated rail fencing along the Hagerstown Turnpike, where some of the most intense fighting of the battle occurred. And one other quick thing about this is, following President Trump's announcement to donate his first quarter salary, and anonymous donor pledged another $22,000 to bring the total to $100,000. So I like that it is encouraging other people to do the same. It's now 8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sure, it can be fun to be spontaneous, but there's a lot to be said for sticking to a routine. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. No kid likes rules, but you know what? They respect them. And following your rules, at least most of them, sets them up for a lifetime of success. A new study out of Ohio State University found there are three things you can do to improve your child's emotional health, as well as lower their chances of becoming obese later on in life. Stick to regular meal times, bedtimes, and amount of screen time, which hopefully isn't a lot. This helps kids learn to self-regulate their emotions, the researcher said, preparing them to better deal with things like their weight as they get older. What's most important, though, putting your kids to bed at the same time every night. You're going to see the benefits of this right away, as well as into their future. After all, as you know, bad habits are hard to break. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Napa know-how.
The Napa Legend battery does legendary things, like starting your car when the heat index hits a buck 25, or making sure your AC stays running like a gazelle. And now, when you buy a Napa Legend battery, you'll get a prepaid Visa card by mail worth $15. $15 back and a new battery? That's not just legendary. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 7/31/17.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala on September 21st, featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary and over 1,000 conservatives, featuring yours truly, plus Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. That's mrc.org/gala.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It's the first call I make every morning, dialing the first phone number I ever learned. And Dad always answers, always on the first ring. When he got sick, we promised to help him stay in his home, the house he built with Mom before I was born. It hasn't been easy, but we make it work. But now, this new healthcare bill in Congress could make it impossible. His doctors say the cuts mean Dad may not be able to get the care he needs to stay at home. It's bad enough that this healthcare bill will raise my costs, but it could cost my dad everything.
Right now, Congress is meeting behind closed doors in a last-ditch effort to pass this bad health care bill. But no matter what deals they cut, this bill will raise premiums and take coverage away from millions of Americans. You can help stop it. Call Senator Capito today. Tell her to vote no on the health care bill. Tell her West Virginia is counting on her. Paid for by AARP.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, drive safe, everyone, today, please, with this rain, drizzle, road spray. It's been a tough go. 395 southbound direction opposite flow of the commute. We are jammed trying to get into Shirlington. Second incident of the morning. Looks like only still the left lane gets by. Southbound 395 as you come up toward the exit for Glebe Road, so you know. On the northbound side, still heavy in Landmark. And again, as you pass all this activity and heading to and across the 14th Street Bridge into town. Heads up on the toll road in the westbound direction. Again, opposite flow of the commute, we have a crash. Westbound toll road after Route 7 before you get to Hunter Mill Road. Here's how 95 Virginia shaping up. Still out of Falmouth, up toward Aquia, slow. Dale City toward the Occoquan. Route 1, still have a bit of volume into Aquia with high standing water. Route 1 at the intersection of 610 and high standing water. Route 1 north of the Prince William Parkway. Maryland, no drama to the Wilson Bridge right now. It's just the volume near St. Barnabas Road. And again, plenty of braking distance needed today, throughout the day, between you and the car in front of you. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users, enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Flash flood watch is in effect through this evening. Scattered showers and storms today, some with heavy rain near 80. More showers and storms tonight, 73. Partly cloudy, warmer Friday, still a chance for a stray shower or storm, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 75 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right-sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Next grand prize drawing July 30th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of the huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did.
period. And call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
And thank you so much for joining me today. It has been so nice having you keep me company here today. Appreciate it.
Great being here. Thank you for having me.
And tomorrow we'll talk about President Trump in Poland. Got a big welcome, gave a big speech, and also the G20 is coming up. And look who's here right now. It is Chris Plant.
We got G20, G30, whatever you want, whatever it takes. Yeah, the president's press conference today, going after CNN and MSNBC, and they're wetting their beds again, as you might expect. The president also delivered a big speech. They stopped to chant Donald Trump over and over again. CNN.